Red Wheel Audio presents The Chicken Kabbalah of Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford, a dilettante's guide to what you do and do not need to know to become a Kabbalist, by Lon Milo Duquette, narrated by Patrick Lawler. Foreword. My Life with the Rabbi, by Rodney Orpheus. Let me begin by saying that no matter what Mr. Duquette may be obliged to say in his introductory words, Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford was real. I, perhaps more than anyone else on earth, understand the author's reasons for choosing to infer that the text represents a pseudepigraphic effort of his own. To men and women of integrity, a spiritual oath of secrecy is a serious and burdensome commitment. And Mr. Duquette, by means of this elaborate literary charade, has obviously fulfilled his obligations admirably. I, on the other hand, am bound by no such covenants, and because I, too, am compiling a record of the events of my life with the Master, I am grateful to Mr. Duquette for allowing me to share some of my memories. It was a wet and stormy night when I first met the Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford. I was a young Kila of an occult order then attending initiations in a beautiful old German town. I remember the moment distinctly. I was standing on a stack of chairs, wielding a huge Japanese katana, swinging it round with ease to impress the assembled neophytes with my skill in the Oriental arts, when I was approached by a rotund figure, his beard wafting in the breeze from my blade.
"Little brother," he commanded me in a loud voice, "you have been meddling with the Kabbalah."
The throng around me seemed to shrink away at his imperious, if somewhat squeaky, voice. I stood transfixed by his gaze, the sword held high above my head. For a long second, there was no sound.
"No, I haven't," I stated calmly, "but I don't mind having it meddle with me."
He looked at me quizzically, seeming to examine my face intently, then turned on his heel and walked away. In my mind, I had a sudden flash of insight. I leapt down from my post and ran after him, throwing myself at his feet.
"Master!" I exclaimed,
for I now knew I was in the presence of a member of that mystical, mythical, great white brotherhood I had sought for so long.
"Take me as your pupil, please!" "I can't do that," he said. "The Kabbalah is not for..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?